Hello, this is Tony O'Rourke with Lesson 60 of the Irish Guitar Podcast, and I'm here with my student, Jerry Gaffney.
Hi, Tony. This week you have a hornpipe for us.
That's right, Jerry. This tune is called The Fairy's Hornpipe. It's a well-known tune in the standard 32-bar format with two parts, each played twice. It's an ideal tune to play if a hornpipe is requested by a step dancer, but it's also just a lovely tune to play. Unusually, for such a melodic tune, the whole tune is played within one octave, excepting the three F-sharp notes that occur near the end of both sections. And, of course, there's a D note right at the very start in the anacrusis bar, or pickup note, as some people call it. So we can say that the tune is very compact. Note that the second line and the fourth line are identical. And this is by no means unique in Irish music. It's quite often happens in hornpipes. It should save you a good deal of time in learning the tune. In the last two bars of each section, multiple note triplets occur. Now, the temptation there is just to sort of hammer on and off to get these triplets, but it is important that you pick each triplet note rather than slurring or tying them. In Irish music, when played on a fretted instrument such as the guitar, the banjo, or the mandolin, all of the notes of triplets are picked individually. In the booklet, we've included a separate accompaniment sheet, and you should note the A7 in the fourth bar of the third line. It creates a nice addition to the standard chords that are found in G major tunes and are sometimes referred to as a passing chord. You can leave it out and play the succeeding D chord for the whole bar, but I personally feel the accompaniment is enhanced by the A7. You might want to try an A minor in there as well. There's always, not always, but there's often more than one way of accompanying a particular bar of music.
And the chords in your accompaniment, Tony, we've got G, D, E minor, C, and the A7 that you just mentioned. And of course, the sheet music, tablature, and accompaniment can all be found in the accompanying booklet, which is available for $9 from irishguitarpod.com.
And remember to practice for at least half an hour every day. See you next week.
See you, Tony.